people, purpose, patience. Soak in my surroundings real quick. Sometimes I find myself in the middle of confusion, middle of an argument, whatever the case may be, at my work or wherever. A couple of days ago, I was around some people that were having a disagreement, and oddly enough, the wind started blowing. It was a still day all the way up until that point. I just happened to look up. I looked up and I seen leaves blowing. It was a very beautiful sight to see the different color leaves blowing all over. Decorations, or, you know, Halloween decorations, whatever the case may be. Fall decorations. Then I heard people laughing. And then when I snapped back, the arguing was over and I was past it. And I was in a different mood from something that could have been chaotic to something that was beautiful by just switching my mindset. I can't say that it's never happened, because it has. But at that particular moment, I needed peace. Peace is created. Peace is not something you could apply. You know, peace is not something a person can give you. It has to be created. It has to be manifested. It has to be in your subconscious that this is what I want in my life. Peace. This is what I want in my relationship. Peace. Too many times I hear people tell me about their relationships, and this woman or this man doesn't grant me peace, doesn't give me peace. Now, your home isn't peaceful because you aren't. Your home isn't peaceful. Your home isn't the way that you need it to be because you aren't the way that you need to be. And that could be applied to male and female, because I know a lot of people sense that women naturally have a more peaceful aura about them. Well, that's not the case. It just depends on the person. It just depends on the situation and the wants. Through all the chaos and through all the ups and downs that my wife and I have been through throughout our years, when it comes down to those situations where things need to be calmed down, whether it's outside distractions or whether it's us just having a disagreement, we can argue, we can fight, but sometimes when we're around each other, we have those moments where we're extremely quiet, partly because we're mad, but you know. Good morning, man. Partly because we're mad, but you know, we have those moments of clarity and the arguing subsides. And then peace occurs because we bring each other peace. Even though we bring each other everything else too, we still bring each other peace. And it took me a long time to actually realize that. But it's created amongst like-minded people who want to exist in the same space. You can't make a person do it. You can't force a person into being what you want. If they aren't what you want, they're not what you want. It's as simple as that. And you can apply that to any situation as well. If it's not bringing you or granting you, if it's not granting you peace, then if it's proven to be more disruptive than anything, then you need to assess every pro and con and possibly leave that situation. Only after you assess every pro and con. A lot of people tend to make a lot of quick emotional decisions. Get mad, have an argument, they're gone. Have a disagreement, they're gone. You know, I told a coworker yesterday who was having a disagreement with the customer, just wait it out, just let the person talk. And I just stood over her. I just stood over her and just let the lady talk, let the customer just continue to say what she wanted. And after she realized neither one of us were listening to her, she got quiet. And then throughout the rest of her time being there, it was peaceful. And then she left. She left apologizing. You know, you shouldn't give people exactly what they want. You should give them the opportunity to hear themselves, not hear you arguing back and forth, but give them the opportunity to hear themselves. And then assess the situation. You know, give that person the opportunity to realize that, you know, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was too aggressive. Maybe you're too aggressive. Maybe you were wrong. But if we must coexist, even in this small matter of time between, you know, worker and employee, or I'm sorry, customer and employee, or even spouses, relationships, whatever the case may be, just give it time. Because you'll figure out whatever the situation, however the situation can become better, you won't find that out arguing. And you must find a way to create your peace. Made me realize so much within my own life, my own relationship, and honestly, my job. It's made me realize that. Because for so many years, I would just put up with stuff. I would just let stuff happen, and I would, oh well. Nothing was getting better. Nothing was evolving because I would just let things happen. You know, the one thing that I began to do was I stopped being jealous. I stopped being so combative in ways. This is one of the ways I stopped being so jealous. If you're in a relationship, you should have the utmost confidence, the utmost respect for your partner. And a way to have the utmost confidence and utmost respect for your partner is by standing by their side while they beat themselves. Don't try to turn them into something that they're not. Don't try to turn them into something that you want them to be. Accept them for who they are. If you have an attractive man or attractive woman in your relationship, which everybody does, I'm just saying. Everybody does. Don't be jealous when you're out and about, unless, let me just say this, don't get angry at a person if they approach your significant other. Get angry at their reaction if you want to, you know, discuss their reaction. Don't necessarily get angry. Discuss their reaction if they respond to it in a manner that you don't approve of. But if a person approaches them, don't let a smile kill anything, because that could just be like, okay, hey, I appreciate it, but I'm such and such. You know, judge them by their reactions. Don't judge them by the fact that someone else noticed that they were attractive, or someone else approached them and said something. Judge the situation by their reaction. Sorry about the pause. Headed to the gym. I had to drink a pre-workout before here. Judge them by their reaction, not the fact that someone approached them. Because we've all been there. I know myself, I've been there too. I blew up one day. I remember this, you know, very well. Me and my wife were in our early stages of our relationship. This was, I want to say, 2000. We were walking through the mall, and this person who she went to school with tapped her on her shoulder. And her reaction was, you know, she was happy, smiled at him, ran up, gave him a hug. And then she turned to introduce me. I was already in rage mode. And when she looked at me all confused, like, why are you mad? You know? And I'm like, at that point, I was, and still is to this very day, very much in love with this woman. Very much. But you know how we get. And it took me years to realize that, damn, I just made it seem as if I owned this person. In so many ways, like, that behavior was wrong. I shouldn't have responded in that way, because her reaction wasn't flirtatious at all. Me being as older as I am now, if her reaction was head down, walked away, didn't say anything, that means she's in fear of me. That's not the way you want a relationship to be. I mean, hopefully, if you're in a relationship, life gives you those moments where you can come to an understanding of your behavior and be able to fix it with that same person. A lot of us can't do that. A lot of us cannot do that. A lot of us have moments where we wish we would have done or said or been different. But I myself, I honestly can't explain it. Can't explain it to a sense of where, like I just said, most of the time you're not in the same relationship. You're not with the same person. who you've been able to make those mistakes with and fix them. You're not. A lot of men that I talk to, women that I talk to, they're, you know, I wish I was in your shoes. I wish I could find this person. I wish I could say this. I wish I could say that. It's different for myself. It's different for myself and my wife because we're still very much in love with each other. But it's different now because we've made those mistakes and now we've grown to a point to where it's not the same. I don't have those same reactions. I don't give off that same energy. She doesn't give off that same energy. You know, goes hand in hand. Our energy flows differently now. You know, we had to come to that understanding of ourselves. We've had plenty of opportunity to leave, plenty of reasons to leave, but when it comes down to it, where's your peace? My peace is within myself, of course, but I had to understand that she wasn't the reason, or she isn't the one that should grant me that clarity. She isn't the one. I have to do it myself. You know, so many times we look to the other person as a reason why we should look to ourselves. You know, we're coming into this new way of being. You know, everything is explained, everything is opened, everything is honest. You can't hide anything. Not that you should anyway. That's just my opinion. You know, not to say you should just run out there and let everybody know your business. That's not what I mean. But if you're in a relationship, nothing should be hidden. You know, if a person asks you a question, you know, be honest enough to answer it. Because it's only going to wind up coming back, and it's going to come back in a way that you can't control it. And the only way to control things is by being truthful about them. Believe me, I've messed up enough to know that you can't hide anything. Because the guilt and the hurt that you feel within yourself is only going to show. It's only going to show. So, you know, so just plenty of mistakes. You know, I could dig deeper into relationships, but plenty of mistakes were made. Mistakes will continue to be made. And just show up every day. Show up every day. Never assume he or she is content. Never assume he or she is happy. Because a lot of the times, he or she isn't. And, you know, it's something. It may not be you, but never take it to feeling that it is. It could just be a reason of coming into a reason of understanding that, okay, now I need to approach things a different way. Instead of approaching things the same. You know, because we must evolve as well. And understanding how we can evolve in relationships is about understanding our mistakes and admitting our wrongs. Not acting like it don't exist just because we didn't say anything about it. So like I stated before, peace is created. It's definitely not something that a person can give you. It has to be created. And I know a lot of people can understand that. And a lot of people have applied it. You know, and hopefully it can help you not just in your relationship, but also in your everyday life. You know, just understand that every situation isn't meant for you. You know, huh? Grabbing cards. It's one of my employees. I can't grab cards. What?
Something I'm gonna ask you. Something I forgot.
You may as well ask me now because it's 6:30 in the morning. You forgot? What'd you say? All right. Huh? What's wrong?
I'm gonna have to buy me some.
We got some in the back. Those hooks, remember?
I'm gonna have to buy me some long cord. And then we're gonna find out who putting out these
cords. Yeah, we'll get them.
We're gonna have to put some cameras
out. We do have cameras out here. What kind of cameras are you talking about?
When we get there on Thanksgiving, we'll have to lock this cross back up.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. I'll see you later, all right?
What, you going?
Yeah, I'm finna go to the gym. All right. But you must find peace. Must find peace. Must be able to create it and find ways to manifest it daily. You know, you can't just wake up and go, all right, now I'm feeling this way. Well, you can. I guess you can. You can mentally tell yourself, I'm this and I'm that. But a lot of times when you tell yourself something, you find yourself going back on it once you get out, you know, on your daily. You get to work, first sign of whatever, find your peace then. Create your peace. Don't go back on it because right then and there, when you tell yourself, I'm this, I'm that, whatever your affirmations are, the first sign of trouble, first sign of struggle is a test. I know it's kind of hard to find ways to pass those daily tests because they can just continue to come and continue to hit you and continue to happen. Let's learn to overcome. And then relearn to overcome. Patience is a podcast.